So Rose still doing it out there as well with Gin Arbit, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. It's 9 minutes past four, and we go from that, talk about one extreme to the other, we go to this. The exquisite voice of Linda Lemon.
She's a celestial sister, a goddess of love. Her morning and evening star in the universe above. She spins not like our Earth, the second planet from the sun.
I should be playing some more of this very soon, but it's the track that Sir Brian May, no less, describes as being fantastic. Lovely vocals, perfect harmonies, nicely produced. Sounds and poignantly depicts Venus. Wow, he says. Venus Shine On is the name of the track. And Linda, I'm thrilled to say, is with us on the BBC this afternoon. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Sean. How are you doing? I'm absolutely great, thanks.
Well, it's lovely to have you on. So what is it? It's about 10 years now that you've known Sir Brian May, haven't you?
Yes, I don't believe it's that long, but it is. I met him actually in a field in Dorset.
As you do, yes, yeah. We've had him on our show, actually, a couple of times. I've been on. He's such a lovely guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. He's ever so willing to help people along the way, you know, despite the fact that he's extremely busy himself with all his projects, he still finds time to help people. He's an absolute sweetheart, yeah.
So not only is he bowled over, of course, with your latest track, but 10 years ago... well, tell us the story. You met him and then you were invited by him to be part of a choir that he was recording with.
Well, you're almost there. He bought 160 acres of former farmland in Dorset. And I'm a songwriter, and I was so pleased. I wrote a song called The New Woodland Song, and he asked me to perform it with a choir for the opening. And he was there when we actually performed the song, the New Woodland Song. So, yeah, so he was there with us. We couldn't persuade him to play guitar, but he was there in the audience.
Yeah, he wasn't doing a busman's holiday that day. And, of course, you've got massive talent for photography as well, and you were able to sort of work with him in that respect too.
Yeah, well, we had a joint interest in photography, and particularly 3D photography. Well, he persuaded me to take up 3D photography, but he also gave an open invite for people to join him on a project called Starmus, which is a science festival in Tenerife. And I went along there and found out all about the universe, and that also inspired me to write some songs.
I can't believe... Not that it's old, but I can't believe your age.
Yeah, I'm 73, guys.
I can't believe that. Honestly, it's astonishing because, as I say, 73. It's not old these days, of course, but you don't sound 73. I mean, honestly, I could sort of have you 20 years younger than that. And you don't look 73. You don't look it either, I might add.
Yeah, well, you know, it's mind over matter. And, of course, Brian's 75 and he's still going strong. So he can do it, and sure I can. And he has inspired me in that way because, you know, he keeps on going with all his different projects. So, yeah, I don't stop.
What's incredible about your story, though, is that you didn't start writing music until 3 years ago when you were 70, and this was during lockdown.
Yes, well, what happened was I'd been writing songs over the decades, so and they were all stuck in a folder. What happened was...
Oh, so you hadn't performed them until 3 years ago?
No, I hadn't actually got them, released them on an album until 3 years ago. This is my fourth one this year. So I just had the idea, because I'm a widow, you know, and just, rather than sitting getting depressed on my own, I thought, what can I do? So I actually got in touch with some people in Nashville who were twiddling their thumbs because of lockdown. Okay. They had nothing to do. So they did these fantastic tracks for me to, I mean, arrange the songs, and they did the instrumentals. And then I thought, oh, blimey, I've got to do some vocals on these. So I actually had done some work with a soprano, Caterina Mina, she's called. And I'd learned some rather good breathing exercises to get the best out of my voice. So I gave it a go. And, yeah, four albums later, I'm still going.
So your voice is exquisite, so... Have you always known that you could sing, or is it something that you've only realised when it came to actually recording your own songs that you'd written?
Do you know what it is, Sean? And I'd pass this on to any people that were just setting out singing or have been singing for a while. I think I was doing covers, and I think when you're working with musicians, you know, you can often get the key wrong. I think the difference with this is I've been complete control of my own music, because it's my own songs. I've been able to pitch the key to whatever I want, and I've been in full control in the studio, and I think that's what's made the difference. So it's given me the confidence and brought out the best in me, but I've only just discovered it, like you say, from the age of 70.
Yeah, and your output is something else. It's an album a year, isn't it? And you've mentioned the fourth one. Yep. And this is coming out in October, I understand.
Yeah, I've got a country album all lined up, because I do all different sorts of genres, and I've got them mixed up on albums, and I thought it would be nice to bring out an album with just one genre on it. So I picked out all the best country songs that I've recorded and stuck them on there.
Okay, so this track, Venus Shine On, for anybody that wants to download that, I'm going to play a little bit more of it in just a moment. How can they go about it? So on all the usual streaming platforms...
Yeah, and it's actually from an album called Look to the Universe, and this is the single from it, and it's on the usual streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, and Amazon, and it's and there's also a YouTube video out there on Vivo.
I was checking it out. Yeah. Very nice indeed.
Do you like it? Because, it took a lot of confidence. I was very scared about releasing that, because we've gone a bit over the top, shall we say. With our imagination.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do a video about the universe, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I was checking it all out on your YouTube channel earlier on. So what's next then? I mean, surely you've got to go out there and sort of do some more performing of these songs live. People want to see you at the end of the day, don't they?
Yeah, I've got my band together.
Marvellous.
Yeah, I've got a band together, got them together, and we've done a few gigs, and it's difficult actually finding time to get us all together to rehearse. We had the launch party last Tuesday at the Spinning Top in Stockport, and we're getting there. So we're out there doing gigs. I'll update it on my website, which is www.lindalamond.com. You'll be able to see where we're playing there, and of course I'm on Bandcamp as well, so
got everything covered. And please tell me you got Brian May doing guitar on your first gig.
well you know, you never know. He's full of surprises, you know. He's full of surprises, our Brian.
Yeah, it'll be one of those, won't it? You wouldn't dream of asking it, of course, but one day he'll just turn around to you and say, Linda,
well, if it, yeah.
I thought about this. I'm going to do a gig with you.
Yeah, I'd let him know where I'm up to and whereabouts I am, you know, and he's always got an open invite, but, you know, he's so busy with his own life. And,
yeah.
But if it's convenient, yeah, you never know. I'm surprised if you just pop up.
Well, Linda, it's an absolute delight to speak to you. It really is. And heard so many good things about you, and not least from our mutual friends, Lisa Davis and Mike Armstrong, there have been keeping me up to date with everything. And you've got the YouTube channel as well. Go and check her out. And let's have a little burst more of Venus Shine On. Linda, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon on the BBC.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. And look up to the skies and not down at your feet.
I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now. So brightly shine on. She may have written songs for years, but didn't start actually performing her own material until 3 years ago, at the age of 70. What a story that is, isn't it? Linda Lemon. And joining us on the programme this afternoon, that's Brian May's favourite tune of 2023. That is Sir Brian May's Venus, Shine On.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Travel. Very well done, Linda. Right, coming round to 4:20, Sylvie Blanton.
Thank you very much, Sean. In Climping, there's been an accident.